Craig Fuller has a new gig at Redbird. Boeing and South African Airlines seek sustainable biofuel. And Mooney is staging a comeback. This is Aero News for Monday, October the 14th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Craig Fuller, former AOPA chief, has been named as the new chairman of the board at Redbird Flight Simulations. The announcement of Fuller's new role came after a regular Redbird board meeting held in Fort Worth, Texas, where visitors to AOPA's summit are experiencing Redbird simulators and interactive flight scenarios. Fuller will be presenting a keynote address at Redbird's Migration Flight Training Conference at the end of the month. Redbird founder Jerry Gregoire will focus on expansion strategies, research, and new product development. Gregoire says he'll remain actively involved in day-to-day operations and the board, even though the title on his door will change. As Gregoire pilots his airplane regularly on Redbird business, he'll receive the title of Chief Pilot. And Gregoire says, quote, "That's the job I've wanted all along," end quote. Boeing and South African Airways will work together to develop and implement a sustainable aviation biofuel supply chain in Southern Africa, a first for the continent. The companies signed a memorandum of understanding on Thursday for sustainable aviation biofuel supply chain development at the Corporate Council on Africa's 9th Biennial U.S.-Africa Business, attended by executives from leading U.S. and African firms and government representatives from several countries. This collaboration between Boeing and SAA is part of the company's broader efforts to support environmental sustainability for the airline's operations and the commercial aviation industry overall, in addition to advancing South Africa's social and economic development. Boeing has collaborated extensively with airlines, research institutions, governments, and other stakeholders to develop roadmaps for biofuel supply chains in several countries and regions, including the United States, China, Australia, and Brazil. The aerospace company's plan to work with SAA is the first such project in Africa. After a 5-year hiatus from manufacturing single-engine airplanes, Mooney has announced that it will restart manufacturing at the beginning of January 2014 at its headquarters in Kerrville, Texas. New funding from Soaring America Corporation, a California-based company, will provide necessary capital to relaunch and sustain the legendary brand. Details of the financial arrangements will remain confidential. The company will continue to manufacture the Acclaim Type S and the Ovation series. The first order of business will be to hire and train a new workforce and reestablish the supply chain. The company is projected to recruit up to 100 people within the first year of production. The company has a large variety of personnel needs that includes technicians, engineers, line workers, accounting, and salespeople. The federal judge overseeing the lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice to stop the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways will allow the Transport Workers Union to file a brief relevant to the case. Reuters reports that the airlines balked at the request, saying that the presence of the union might slow the proceedings. According to the union, more than 23,000 TWU members work at American Airlines and American Eagle in 7 crafts, and 300 employees of U.S. Airways are also TWU members. The NBAA has released its new Federal Excise Taxes Guide, details on air transportation and fuel taxes. Last published in 2005 as the NBAA Federal Excise Tax Handbook, this guide is intended to provide business aircraft owners, flight departments, and charter operators with a basic understanding of the federal excise taxes that apply to business aircraft activity. As the partial government shutdown continues, the Air Traffic Control Association's 58th Annual Conference and Exposition remains open for business, and conference organizers say the event will provide industry leaders with the tools they need to shape the future of ATC and aviation. The conference and exposition, the largest air traffic control event in the Americas, will move forward October 20th through the 23rd. When Aero News continues, more trouble with JAL's Dreamliners, AOPA honors an able flight pilot, and that's a wrap in Albuquerque.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, October the 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Japan Airlines just can't seem to catch a break with its Dreamliners, with three flights being forced to return to their departure airports in recent days. On Thursday, a flight from Moscow to Tokyo was forced to turn around 2 hours into the flight because the toilets in the plane would not flush. The replacement Dreamliner, dispatched to Moscow, developed a problem with the anti-skid system, and the French news service AFP reports that the replacement airplane was forced to return to Narita Airport just outside of Tokyo. A third Dreamliner, scheduled to fly from San Diego to Narita, was required to return to the U.S. when a problem developed with the anti-icing system in the right engine. These glitches, described as minor, are the latest issues to crop up on Boeing's new airliner. But JAL recently placed an order with Airbus worth an estimated $9.5 billion for A350 XWB aircraft, instead of Boeing's 777X. It is the first such order in the airline's history. AOPA celebrated the achievements of U.S. Marine Lieutenant Andrew Kennard upon his pursuit of a sport pilot certificate and successful completion of flight training as AOPA's 2013 Aviation Summit opened in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday. Lieutenant Kennard learned to fly after having lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He took flight training through Able Flight, a nonprofit program that assists those with disabilities to learn how to fly. The AOPA Foundation provides funding for the scholarship through generous member donations. Kennard is the first recipient of the AOPA Able Flight Scholarship. He was recognized by AOPA President and CEO Mark Baker as Baker formally opened the Aviation Summit 2013. Lieutenant Kennard grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, attended the U.S. Naval Academy, and upon graduation, he passed up a Marine aviator slot and instead chose ground duty and commanded a unit in Iraq. Within 6 weeks of his arrival there, he lost both legs to an IED during a foot patrol. He has since undergone more than 70 surgeries. The 42nd annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta has wrapped a highly successful 9-day run. Almost 700 hot air, gas, and special-shaped balloons from 20 nations participated in the event, along with 70 food, merchandise, and service organization vendors, and several hundred thousand spectators. On the hot air side, Arizona balloonist Daniel Liberté took home top honors in the competition, taking home the grand prize of $10,000. In the America's Challenge gas balloon race, the Albuquerque team of Peter Cuneo and Barbara Fricke flew for just over 60 hours and traveled over 1,400 miles to a landing in Canada to claim victory. The teams of Phil Bryant and Andy Caton and Sherry White and Mark Sullivan flew 46 hours plus and logged distances of 967 and 959 miles respectively, both landing in Minnesota to finish second and third. All three teams now qualify to represent the U.S. in the next Gordon Bennett balloon race to be held next September in France. The two other competing teams landed in Colorado. But Fiesta was not just about balloons. Both the U.S. Air Force and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University had displays at Balloon Fiesta for public outreach and recruiting. The Air Force display included an aircraft that was, well, just slightly faster than the balloons, an F-16 Fighting Falcon in Thunderbird's livery. Reporting for the final time from Albuquerque, I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.